If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, why is he going through my dirty clothes? Dear Steve and Shirley, when you read my letter, I know you're going to think my boyfriend and I are young, but I am 43 and he is 48. We've been dating for 2 years and he is extremely intelligent. We both love the Lord and we have stable careers. So here's the problem. I still go out with my girlfriends and maintain a social life. Whenever I'm out, I'm not constantly checking my phone because I want to stay present with my friends. This was pre-quarantine, so my boyfriend would want to know where I went, what I ate, drank, who was there, and what kind of men were there. I haven't had the chance to hang with my friends in months. So we got together last month and I had a great time, drank too much and got home too late. My boyfriend called me 3 times and each time I answered and told him I was fine and enjoying myself. I got home, showered, and passed out. Early the next morning, my boyfriend popped up at my house. He said he is convinced that I'm cheating because my behavior has changed. He went into my room and the outfit I was wearing was on a chair. He smelled it and examined it. Then he did the nastiest thing I've ever seen. He went through my dirty clothes hamper and examined a few pairs of my panties. I just let him do it because I knew right then I was about to break up with him and put him out. We've been broken up for 2 weeks and I've had to block him on social media. I started back answering his calls last week and he has apologized over and over. He said he's so in love with me that he can't help himself. He also said he wants to propose if I'll take him back. Do you think he is truly in love or will his paranoid behavior continue if I take him back? Red flags, red flags, red flags all over the place. You see them all through your letter, and you already know the answer. You already know. You're asking if he's truly in love. He may be in love with you, but this is certainly not the way to express your love to someone you claim to love. When you went out pre-quarantine, he gave you the third degree when you got home. What you ate, who was there, what you drank. He was smelling your underwear, smelling your clothes, going in the hamper. Huh? And accusing you of cheating. I just think he's too jealous. I think he's too controlling. I think he doesn't trust you. I think he's too immature. You know, you haven't shown him any indication where you're cheating. You haven't been out in a long time. You went out this time because you got together with your friends after being quarantined for a long time. He's saying he's so in love with you. I just think that's an excuse to, you know, justify his crazy behavior. I think these are all red flags and you need to pay attention to them because, you know, we always want our men to change as women, but they're not going to change. This is who he is. Okay. If he's doing it now before you get married, it's only going to continue and probably get worse. Sorry to say, you know, if you do take him back, I don't think you should, but if you do consider taking him back, don't just marry him and think everything is going to be rosy and all of that. Don't do that. I don't think he's going to change. I don't think you should put yourself through this. And if you do, because sometimes we get weak, sometimes they can talk us into it, please, please get some counseling and make sure that his behavior has changed for over quite a while, not just a few days or a few weeks. You know, this is going to be rough if you decide to do that. I don't think you should. All right. I'm just going to say that. I don't think you should take him back. Steve.
Lady, this letter crazy. It's wrong on so many levels. You all are too old. He's too old for this. You've been dating 2 years. He's extremely intelligent. Sounds stupid to me, but okay. You say he's intelligent, I go along with it. Smelling drawers and picking up panties and looking for stuff on.
It's not intelligent.
Sniffing down. Here's a problem. I go with my girlfriends and have a social life, and you don't check your phone a lot so you can stay present with your friends. This was pre-quarantine, so your boyfriend wanted to know where I went, what I ate, where I drank, who was there, what kind of man was there. And then, you know, a quarantine hit. You ain't had a chance to be with your friends. So we got together, had a great time. All right? So now you trying to make it work, right? So you go out with your girlfriends. Now he tripping. But you had a great time, but you'll admit you drank too much, got home late. Boyfriend called you 3 times. Each time I answered, told him I was fine, I'm enjoying myself. I got home, showered, passed out. Early next morning, my boyfriend popped up at the house. And then here's where the hell starts.
Lord.
He said he is convinced that I'm cheating because your behavior has changed. What did you do? What did you do? He called your phone. You answered. What did you do that convinced him that you're cheating? This is from this really intelligent man you've got. So just through logic of deduction, tell me what you did to make him think that you were cheating. He went into your room and the outfit I was wearing was on a chair. He smelled it and examined it. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if he misinterprets a smell? What the hell?
Hold that thought.
Better not be no damn gray flannel.
Whoa. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, why is he going through my dirty clothes? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap this crazy strawberry letter. Subject, why is he going through my dirty clothes?
Well, this man that doesn't trust you when you go out with your friends, who calls you. And so one night you went out with your girlfriends. He called 3 times. You answered each time, told him you was fine. You got home, took a shower, passed out. He pops up the next day. goes in your room, picks up the dress that you had on and smells it and examines it. And like I said before, left, see, what you need to be concerned with is what happens if he misinterprets a smell? See, he didn't smell nothing, but he's convinced you cheating. But what happens if he misinterprets a smell? Are you going to get jumped on? I mean, what's his reaction going to be? Because you ain't found out what his real reaction is once he locks in on now you cheating. Because now he's smelling your panties. He all up in your underwear. You scared. Then he did the nasty thing I've ever seen. He went through my dirty clothes hamper and examined a few pair of my panties. I think he has a fetish, and you just now finding out about it. He got a panty fetish. Yeah, he got a panty fetish. That sounds like a fetish to me. Now he all up in there just a handful of panties, just sniffing. I got a partner got that. I've seen this up close before. He scared me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he told me about it. I went, hey, dog, you need to go get some help. That's the first time I've ever told a black dude to go get some help.
Go get some help. Good advice.
I just let him do it because I knew right then that I was about to break up with him and put him out. We've been broken up for 2 weeks, and I've had to block him on social media. I started back answering his calls last week. He has apologized over and over. He said he's so in love with me that he can't help himself. Now, let's look at that statement right there. He's so in love with you, he can't help himself. So y'all been together 2 years. He's so in love, he can't help himself. So what does he do with this so much in love feeling and that he can't help himself? If you get back together with him, what happens to the I can't help myself? It don't go away. Shirley said these is red flags. Sister, this dude right here, you're gonna have to come to an understanding of exactly what you're dealing with here. This dude's a little bit different now. He also said he wants to propose if I take him back. Do you think he's truly in love with me, or will his paranoid behavior continue? Yeah, it's going to continue. What's going to stop him from being so in love with you and not helping himself? What's going to stop him from being jealous? What's going to stop him when he finally gets convinced that you're cheating to act on it? Because see, people like that, they don't search. When I find out what it is that I think you cheating with me on, there has to be some more to the story. You ain't even found out what the repercussions is for the cheating. Mm. See, haven't even discovered that yet.
That's a good
and
point.
And then you
Steve.
Said in the letter, do you think he's truly in love with me? I think the real question is, are you truly in love with him? Because while he was going through your stuff, you said, it's cool, I'm breaking up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know that you truly in love with him. You didn't say that nowhere in the letter. All you got is this real jealous dude. So if I were you, I would be a little bit concerned with this jealous paranoia. Because once he is convinced that you are cheating, which you are not, and he gets to smelling stuff and misinterprets one smell, what's going to be the consequences?
And if you got to do all of that.
Wait a minute. I done smelled these panties. What is this cigar smell?
Exactly.
Why your panties smell like cigar? Where you been? Steve smoked cigars.
Oh, wait, what? he dragged you into it? Wait,
yeah.
What?
You going to write in on a letter on him. Now you over there seeing him and everything. Hold up, dog. So, lady, if I were you, I would be a little bit concerned. Any questions about this letter, guys?
No. She put in here that they love the Lord. They both love the Lord and have stable careers.
Hold on. All us love the Lord.
Yeah. Exactly.
All us got stable careers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we not at the house smelling our mate's panties.
Oh, my God.
So crazy.
All us love the Lord and all us got stable. Mm-hmm. I'm not in there smelling Marjorie's drawers.
Drawers? I knew you was going to say drawers.
You're not doing it.
Do it.
And And then he just pops up over her house unannounced.
That's a red flag
these are too many red flags. It's just too much.
So what if he pops up over his house and he think you cheated over your house? This dude. This dude is different.
I just don't want her to get weak because he's begging her back, you know, and take him back because she thinks he's going to change. I don't want that to happen because that has happened, you know, so many times before. Well, anyway, don't take him back, please.
Nah.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior Sports Talk in full effect. We got some sports to talk about, Junior. Coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.